So this is a faithful saying. It never fails. And to be accepted of all, that Christ Jesus came into the world for this very purpose, to save sinners, of whom I am chief. Can you be beyond the chief sinner? Well, John Bunyan, actually, was a Puritan, and he said, the reason Paul could say, I am the chief sinner, is because he didn't know John Bunyan yet. Bunyan said, I've got the most wicked heart in all of England, but I have found grace. Amazing grace for an amazing sinner. That's what you want to cultivate in your people. Show them the enormity, Pastor. Show them the enormity of their sin and show them the enormity of grace. That's your work. And that's what the world doesn't want, that's what Satan doesn't want, and that's what a natural heart doesn't want. You know what Satan wants to do? He wants to minimize sin and he wants to minimize grace. Your sin isn't so bad, he says. And then when you do sin, he says, you can't be saved. You've sinned too much. He comes as a roaring lion. He comes as an angel of light. He's always trying to minimize sin and minimize grace. And the world does the same thing. Oh, that's not so bad. You can do that. You can do that once. Some notable sin. And then they minimize grace because they don't flee to Christ alone. But when you're a pastor, your goal is to show people the dreadfulness of sin. Every sin, the smallest sin, deserves hell because God is holy. And God cannot allow into heaven anything that is stained with sin. You need a Savior. But then the beauty is this: the Savior covers all iniquity, all sin. His blood cleanses from all sin, 1 John 1, verse 9. So you preach both.